sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for our doubleheader here tonight. It's games 4 and 5 of the week. Yes, that's right. We've done five, or will do, five total games by the end of tonight. We'll have a girls' game here at 6 o'clock as we come to you live from Afton High School. The boys' game will follow at 7:30. Going to be a whole night of fun here as we'll have two back-to-back games from Afton High School. Want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Set to be a good one here tonight as Afton hosts Sydney. I think the girls' game is going to be very competitive, and we'll continue to see later on if the Sydney boys can put the pieces together here in the MAC standings, and we'll go over that as well. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break the rest of this one down. Girls' game first tonight between Sydney and Afton. You're listening to live high school basketball here on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Long with you here tonight on CDO as we get set from Afton High School for a doubleheader here tonight. Girls will start at 6 o'clock, of course, Sydney and Afton there, and then the boys at 7:30, also featuring a matchup of Sydney and Afton. This is something we try to do every year. I'm glad to be a part of it this year, as that's a lot of fun getting, you know, a boys' game and a girls' game in on the same night. A lot of times we have to choose what games we're going to go do. It's hard to get everybody in. We try to give, you know, equal love to all the schools out there, so it's very nice when you can come and do two games in one night. That's certainly a lot of fun. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Again, a big thank you for joining us here on our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Go over, see Cork and the staff, and they wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Two players you're going to want to listen for in this broadcast here tonight. One is Jolene Crom of Sydney, averaging 11.5 points a game, and she's hit 20 three-pointers so far this season, folks. Yes, that's right, 20. Six of those came in a win over Harpersville in a game we did here just 2 weeks ago on CDO. She is deadly from downtown, and if Afton isn't careful here tonight, she could have a very good shooting night again. She is always looking to get that three-point ball up off her fingertips and towards the hoop. So that is something Afton will have to look out for. If you're Sydney, you have to look out for Shakari Koss. She is the leading scorer here for Afton, averaging just over 10 points a game. So she will help to lead this Afton girls squad that has several solid players on it, including Keegan Winans and Bailey Sherman. And Sydney has to be careful here if they want to continue the success that they have had in the early part of this season, because Afton is a team who was here to play tonight. And this is a special night when you have these doubleheader type nights. And it's a game like this where, you know, you're playing on your home floor in front of your home fans, and you want to get that win because, you know, this is a special night. It's almost like a homecoming type of atmosphere here. And that's when a team that might not have the best record in the world could all of a sudden come up and knock off a powerhouse. So I think if you're Sydney on the road, you have to take that into account here, that special atmosphere here tonight at Afton is the whole town really coming out to support this doubleheader night. Of course, the girls game here at 6, the boys game at 7:30. So those are the two players to watch that I would say here tonight, especially Jolene Crom for Sydney. A lot of fun to watch. And I know some MAC coaches are here tonight as well, making sure that they get their eye on both Sydney and Afton as we head into the middle half of the MAC season. You're going to want to know what you're playing night in and night out, as we may have seen Bob Conway sitting in the stands here for BG tonight, getting a quick look at these two teams. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get the tip-off between Sydney and Afton, the girls' game, first here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com or call directly 800-234-6926. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for this girls matchup between Sydney and Afton here tonight. Sydney will be in the road maroon uniforms here tonight with the white trim, and in white lettering across the front of the uniform there says Sydney in that black lettering. On the other side, Afton in the home white uniforms here tonight with the black and the red trim says Afton in big black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Starting lineup tonight here for Sydney, a junior wearing number 2, Kaylin Gravel, a junior wearing number 10, Jenna McDonald, a sophomore number 11 is Taylor Barnes, also a junior number 21, Connor Decker, and a junior number 25, Jolene Crom. So boy, you look down this starting lineup for Sydney, the future is bright. You have three juniors, a sophomore, and then Jolene Crom, also a junior. So you have all underclassmen that are starting for Sydney, and they're off to a great start this season. So that is certainly something to be happy and looking forward to for Sydney girls basketball in the future. Let's go over and take a look at the Afton starting lineup here tonight. Of course, they are led by junior wearing number 00, Shikari Koss, as well as number 3, she's just a sophomore, that's Paige Paluzzi. Also number 10, Bailey Sherman, she is a senior. Number 35 is a junior, Alex Alford, and as well as number 20, Tanya Hatton. She will get the start here tonight for the Afton girls. Afton varsity girls coached by Lacey Stanton. The Sydney varsity girls are coached by Brad Aldrich. So here we go, the start of our doubleheader. We've been talking about it all this week. We were doing 5 games in 4 nights. It's been a great week. We've had some real close ball games, starting off with Sydney and UV back on Tuesday night. That was a 1-point ball game there in boys action. Then last night, you couldn't ask for a much better game there. Delhi at Unitego boys. Delhi was down by 10, comes back in the fourth quarter to win that ball game, 58-52. And on Wednesday, we had a boys game where Franklin just shot the lights out at home and beat Skenevis, 58-32, led by 28 points from Franklin point guard Derek Beers. And Franklin boys hosting Milford tonight in a great matchup there. We'll try to keep you updated on some scores from that ball game as well, as Milford comes into that game at 10-1, and Franklin trying to get the knockoff there tonight. So Afton will win the tip as they go right to left. They miss the opening layup, though, by Alex Alford, and Sydney will come back the other way. They go left to right, as this will be Jolene Crom starting things off for the Sydney Warriors. Man-to-man, and Crom is going to try a three to start off this contest off a screen. That one was short, out of bounds. So Afton electing to go with the man-to-man, and Sydney is going to press here right off the bat. This will be a 1-2-2 press for the Sydney Warriors. They're going to try to cause some pressure and maybe some early turnovers here. Afton will inbound the ball and knocked off of one of their own players, back out of bounds, and possession will go to Sydney. So Crom will knock it in here, gets it into Connor Decker. She goes up. She's fouled. We'll have our first foul of the ball game here. 7:36 to go first quarter. We're scoreless, and Connor Decker will go to the line here for the Sydney girls. Decker, one of the taller girls out on the floor tonight here at 5'11". And will be very valuable down in the post here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. First foul shot is up and good for Connor Decker, her first point of the evening. And Sydney takes a 1-0 lead here with 7:36 to go in the first quarter. Decker at the line for her second shot for Sydney. This one up, rattles around, and good. So Connor Decker gets those free throws. It's a 2-0 lead. And again, Sydney coming with that 1-2-2 press. Afton gets the ball in here to Hatton. She works it down the floor to Koss. Koss back up to Hatton, and this will be man-to-man as well for Sydney. So both sides going with the man-to-man defense to start off this contest tonight. And here is Koss to the far side. Now for Hatton. Hatton holding on to it. Gets it to the high post. Little turnaround opportunity here for Afton. Off the glass. No good, and it's going to be a foul on Sydney. And heading to the line will be Bailey Sherman. So Bailey Sherman, also 5'11", and she is one of the taller players out here tonight. She will step to the line. The senior wearing number 10 in white tonight here for Afton. Sydney 2, Afton nothing. Early in the first quarter, 7:14 to go. And she will miss the first foul shot here, and the second shot coming for Bailey Sherman. Ball comes back to Sherman at the line as she looks to get the first points of the evening here for the Afton Crimson Knights. Shot is up and good for Bailey Sherman. So it's a 2-1 ball game. No press for Afton, and Crom will work it up the floor here for Sydney as the Warriors will go left to right. 7:05 to go first quarter. Sydney on top 2-1. They work it down low to Crom, and she gets pushed out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul on Alex Alford here. The junior wearing number 35 for Afton picks up her first foul of the night. And Sydney will once again inbounds the ball underneath the basket. Crom will look to pass the ball in. Crom into the corner here looking for Jenna McDonald, and back up top for Taylor Barnes. Back to Crom in the right wing. Little dribble drive. Sydney coming in off a nice win over Unadilla Valley earlier this week where they really shot the ball very well. Here's Crom left side. Sydney going left to right. It's man-to-man defense. 15 on the shot clock. Crom looking up, passes down low, and back for McDonald. Jenna McDonald, a turnaround move up off the glass and good. Got her way into the paint, and Jenna McDonald gets her first 2 points of the night, and Sydney leads 4-1. Afton in transition, back the other way. A shot by Tanya Hatton is blocked away by Crom, and Sydney going left to right back to midcourt. And here is Crom, top of the key. She fires from downtown. This one off the mark, wide to the left there. Hit the left side of the rim, up off the glass, and a rebound for Afton. And the Crimson Knights going right to left. Koss, dribble drive to the hoop, has her pocket picked. And Sydney back the other way with Kaylin Gravel. Gravel down the right wing, and she collides there with Paige Paluzzi. And the foul will be on Paluzzi for a block. 6:05 to go, first quarter. Sydney with a 4-1 lead here on the road. A doubleheader tonight, girls game followed by the boys game. Sydney visiting Afton. Sydney will get the ball in as they go left to right. They get the ball to Crom in the right corner. Back to McDonald. She lost it there. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Afton comes away. They'll get down a left-handed layup. Up and good for Paige Paluzzi. Her first 2 points of the game. And it's Sydney 4, Afton 3. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Crom at half court. Again, man-to-man defense here for Afton. And Sydney looking to work it down the left wing with Connor Decker, and Decker will be fouled there by Tanya Hatton. So Afton has to be careful here. They might get into some early foul trouble. That will be their fourth foul of this first quarter. Sydney only with one. 5:36 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 4-3. Afton will inbound the ball to Jenna McDonald. Back to Crom from downtown, up and good. And there she is. We know she can shoot from downtown, but Jolene Crom hits her first three of the night there, her 21st of the season, and now she'll pick a pocket here on the press. Jolene Crom back into the front court for Sydney, down the left wing as the Warriors lead the Crimson Knights 7-3, 5:15 to go first quarter. Here's Crom to the right side, thought about a three, instead passes down low, up off the glass, and it's good. Kaylin Gravel, her first 2 points of the night. Sydney with a 9-3 lead, looking to open things up. They lead by six. Afton back the other way. This shot is up and no good for Hatton. Rebound comes down for Sydney, and Gravel will walk it up the floor. She gets to the logo at half court. Afton has had some good chances in transition, but they've missed a couple of layups here in the early going. And now another steal by Koss of Afton, and she'll look to run the floor. Crimson Knights not afraid to run and gun. Koss with the left-handed layup, no good. Ball is on the floor. Afton will come away with a fresh shot clock as well. So here is Shakari Koss at the top of the key. Passes far side here for Paluzzi. Paluzzi into the corner, back for Koss. And now Paluzzi will travel as they get it back to her outside the three-point line. Turnover, and the ball goes back to Sydney. 4:24 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO or WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Glad to have you along for this doubleheader here tonight. Here is Jolene Crom for Sydney. Works it into the post for Jenna McDonald. Layup is up and good. Jenna McDonald now with 4 points for Sydney. And the Warriors break into double digits. They lead Afton 11-3 with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. And now another steal here by Crom. And she runs the floor down the left side. Back into the offensive end of the floor for three. Crom, yes. And another three ball for Jolene Crom. She has a game-high 6 points on 2 3-pointers. And it's a very comfortable lead for Sydney to start things off. 3:53 to go, first quarter. And I think they're going to say that this was a two ball for Crom, actually. So she now has 5 points. But either way, Sydney on top 13-3. And we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back here tonight at Afton High School. A girls' contest here to start off, and then the boys will be at 7:30. Sydney traveling down 88 to visit the Afton Crimson Knights. And the girls' contest here first, Jolene Crom with 5 points to lead the way. That last shot that we thought was a three, foot was on the line, so a two-pointer for Crom. And Sydney leads Afton 13-3. 3:53 to go first quarter. Afton is not afraid to run. I've been impressed with them so far running the floor. They just haven't made some of those inside shots. If they start making some of those, they might be able to dig themselves out of this early first quarter hole. And now they have actually put the extra point back up for Crom. So that was a three-pointer for Jolene Crom. So they've changed their mind about two times on this so far. So Crom now with 6 points, and Sydney leads 14-3. 3:49 to go in the first quarter. They had a little extra conference over there with the referee, and they have changed it twice now. So we'll see if they stick with it for the time being. It's 14-3. 3:45 to go first quarter. Sydney on top of Afton. Sydney works it down low. They go left to right. Here's McDonald. Shot up and good. She's fouled, and we'll go to the line looking for a three-point play. Jenna McDonald now with 6 points. And Sydney rolling here to start off the contest. 3:41 to go first quarter, and the Warriors on top 16-3. So here's McDonald to the line, trying to make it a three-point play. Shot is up and good. Jenna McDonald now with 7 points to lead Sydney, and Jolene Crom with 6 on 2 3-pointers to start the game. Here's Afton back the other way. Shot is up, no good. Tipped off the hands there of Taylor Barnes and out of bounds. And so possession will remain with Afton. Shakari Koss will inbound the ball here. Works it into the corner for Bailey Sherman. Sherman for Tanya Hatton. Back to Koss from downtown. That shot just off the mark. No good. McDonald came down with the rebound. Off her hands, out of bounds. Possession will stay with Afton. 3:27 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top 17-3 over Afton. Here is part of our doubleheader tonight on CDO. Afton gets the ball in. Into the paint. They'll work it back out for Hatton. Her jumper off the mark, no good. Afton comes down with the rebound again. They'll work it back out for Hatton. Hatton for Paluzzi. Far side, her shot, no good, but a three-second call here on Afton. As that looked like Alex Alford was just in there for a couple of extra seconds. And the referee finally caught her for it. And so the possession will go back to Sydney. 3:10 to go, first quarter. 17-3, Sydney on top of Afton. And into the right corner. Working it down low for Connor Decker on the right block. Little up and under move and off the mark. No good. Ball out of bounds. Possession, though, will remain with Sydney as Paluzzi was going after that one. And again, just off her hands and out of bounds. 2:57 to go. First quarter. 17-3. Sydney on top of Afton. Looks like Afton will go to the bench here. And sophomore Keegan Winans we'll check in at the next whistle. In the meantime, Sydney gets the ball in. A shot from Gravel. Left corner for three, no good. Sydney pulls down the rebound. Back out for Crom. Left corner for three. This one rattles out. Hit the back rim and the front rim before coming out. But again, Sydney pulling down the rebound. Back out to Crom, top of the key with a fresh shot clock here. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Sydney looking to build on this lead. They work it down into the paint for Connor Decker. Decker back out for Kaylin Gravel. Her shot is up and good. So Gravel now with 4 points. And Sydney leads 19-3. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Steal for Sydney. Back underneath. Up and under for McDonald. She scores. She now has 9. And Sydney pushes it to a 21-3 lead. Afton works it down into the right corner. Shot is up off the glass and good for Brittany Palmatier, who checked in just a moment ago as well. Her first 2 points of the contest. And that makes it Sydney 21, Afton 5, with 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney going left to right in the maroon with the white trim. Long three ball here from the right wing is off the mark for Kaylin Gravel. Afton comes down with the rebound and ahead for Hatton. Hatton down the left wing. Stops and pops. Now passes down low. Turnaround shot for Bailey Sherman is off the mark. No good. And Sidney again comes up with the rebound. Ball on the floor. There's McDonald to the far side for Gravel. She steps in looking for the little 10-footer. Instead, will pass back out to McDonald, who has 9 points. Back to Gravel. Her shot off the mark. Ball is loose on the floor for the rebound. Koss will come away for Afton with possession, and she's fouled on the far side by Sidney. And that was Gravelin with the foul over on that right wing, right in front of the scorer's table. So possession will stay with Afton. Team fouls here in the first quarter. Afton with 5, Sidney with 2. 1:23 to go first quarter, and Sidney with some good shooting from both the inside and outside. They lead Afton 21-5. Top of the key, Afton works it to the near side. Here's Winans, drives to the hoop. Her shot is blocked by McDonald, and will have a foul as Winans was going up, and McDonald just got a piece of her from the looks. McDonald not thrilled with the call there. McDonald picks up her first foul of the night. Either way, this will be the sophomore Keegan Winans going to the line here for Afton. Winans waits. First shot is up and good. So Winans, her first point of the night with 1:12 to go first quarter. Winans wearing number 5, and that's a pretty famous number here if you're a part of the Winans family in Afton. Second shot is up and good. Talk a little bit more about that in just a moment at our next break. Second foul shot is good, so 2 points for Keegan Winans, and it's 21-7. So Sidney up by 14 as they go left to right with 1 minute to go first quarter. Here's McDonald, steps in, works it down low for Tegan Howard. She lost it on the floor. Afton comes away, but stolen right back by Sidney. Now again the ball loose on the floor. The Warriors will come away, but it's popped loose again. Boy, it's a hot potato out there at the moment. McDonald down low for Howard, up and good for Sidney. Tegan Howard, her first 2 points of the night. Boy, that ball changed possession about 3 times before Sidney came away. Here's Koss down the right wing. Her layup is up and good. So Afton starting to get the hot hand here as Shakari Koss gets her first 2 points of the night. She averages right around 10, so Afton will need her to score in a big way tonight. Sidney leads Afton 23-9, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ahead now for Koss, down the right wing, up and in, and she's fouled. Shakari Koss with the layup. She has 4 and will look to make it an and-one 3-point play here for the Crimson Knights. 17 seconds to go, first quarter, and it's 23-11. Sidney on top. Sidney will go to the bench. McDonald comes out, and Carolee Pierce will step in for the Lady Warriors. And here's Koss to the line. Shot is up and good for Shakari Koss. She now has 5 points to lead the way for Afton. Brittany Palmatier with 2, Bailey Sherman with 1, Keegan Winans with 2. And Shakari Koss with 5, and Paige Paluzzi with 2 for Afton. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Sidney on top, 23-12. Sidney going left to right. They work it down low to Howard. Now to Pierce. Pierce looking to send one back out top of the key. They'll reverse it far side. Shot is up and good. A 3-ball for Mackenzie Gravelin. And that will do it for the first quarter as time runs out. Gravelin nails that 3 from the right wing. And after the first quarter, Sidney puts up 26 points. They lead 26-12 over Afton here on the road at Afton High School. We'll take a quick break and come right back. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the second quarter here. Afton on top 26, Sydney on top of Afton 26-12. Girls game here tonight to start our doubleheader. Boys will be at 7:30. Another matchup between Afton and Sydney. All from Afton High School here tonight. Very gracious hosts here for us. As we get underway for this second quarter, again, 26-12, Sydney leads. Afton goes right to left to start things off in the second quarter. Shot is up and good for Paige Paluzzi. She now has 4 points. That was from the right baseline. Just a nice move to get inside, up off the glass, and good. It's 26-14. Afton has played very well here tonight. It's just that Sydney has had the hot hand. And now a steal for the Crimson Knights. And Paluzzi will work it inside for Bailey Sherman. Her shot up and off the mark for the Crimson Knights. And Sydney back the other way, going left to right in the maroon with the white trim. They'll pass it down low for Kaylin Gravel, up and good. So Kaylin Gravel with 6 points here tonight. And Sydney holding on to this 14-point lead, 28-14 at the moment. And here's Afton going right to left, far side for Koss. Pump fake, drive, shot up off the rim, no good. Pulls it back down. Afton holds on to possession with a fresh shot clock. And far side for Winans into the right corner. Now passes back to Paluzzi up top. And Sydney sticking with this man-to-man defense. Koss with the drive. Her shot is blocked. Paluzzi with a rebound and a shot. And that's no good. Ball on the floor. And we'll have a foul here on Sydney. Warriors not happy because they didn't think Koss had possession of the ball. But either way, the referees saw it differently, and the foul here first of the night will be on Carolee Pierce. And so Shakari Koss, with 5 points to lead Afton, will inbound underneath the basket. 6:46 to go, second quarter. And Sydney on top of Afton, 28-14 in girls action here to start off our doubleheader action tonight. They get it in, and Afton with a long three there by Paluzzi, no good, but again they pull down the rebound. Second chance opportunities, huge for the Crimson Knights so far here in the second quarter. And here is Hatton. Hatton works it down in low, passes off for Koss, her shot up and good. Shakari Koss now with 7 points for the Lady Crimson Knights, and it's Sydney 28 and Afton 16, and now a pass by Julian Crom is stolen away here by Hatton of Afton. She works it back here to the junior wearing number 00, Shakari Koss. Koss will work it for Winans, left side, as Afton goes right to left. Crom goes for the steal there for Sydney. Couldn't get there in time. Afton works it down low. It goes onto the baseline, and it's a tip, and the Zebra Crew says it is off of Afton, and possession will go back to Sydney. 5:59 to go, second quarter. Afton leads 28-16. Sydney walks the ball up the floor. They cross half court with Jolene Crom, who has 6 points on 2 3-pointers here tonight. Here's Pierce down low, up off the glass. No good, but she's fouled. And Tanya Hatton, not much she could do there, as very nice move by Carolee Pierce. 5'11", about between 5'11 and 6 foot tall here for Sydney. She'll step to the line looking for her first points of the night. Sydney has some nice size down low between Pierce and Connor Decker. Just a little bit taller here tonight than the Lady Crimson Knights. First shot is up and no good for Pierce. So 5:48 to go, second quarter. Pierce will step to the line. 28-16 is the score. Sydney looking to add to things here. Second shot for Pierce is up and good. So Pierce, her first point of the night, and it's Sydney 29, Afton 16. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Winans tries to pass it back up top off of Sydney. Good deflection there by Tegan Howard. Possession will stay with Afton. They'll inbounds from the near side. Passing it across for Bailey Sherman. Sherman into the paint, tries to get the shot off, but she's pushed and fouled. Foul should be on the floor here with 5:37 to go. Second quarter. Just to update you on our foul situation, Afton with 16 fouls and now Sydney with 16 fouls. So we might be headed to the 1-1 pretty shortly. In the meantime, Sydney's going to take a timeout. 5:37 to go, second quarter. Sydney on the road here at Afton. They lead 29-16. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Sydney leading Afton in girls basketball action here tonight at Afton High School, 29-16. I want to go back to a point I made earlier talking about number 5, Keegan Winans here for Afton. If you're a member of the Winans family, it just seems like you wear number 5 here at Afton. Going back to Josh, I can remember Josh Winans wearing number 5, as well as his brother Bryant Winans, and of course Jessica Winans, who was a standout softball player, went on to play Division I softball down at Coastal Carolina. So if you're a member of the Winans family, it's tradition you wear number 5. Nice to see the sophomore Keegan Winans holding up with the family tradition here and wearing number 5 for the Lady Crimson Knights. 5:37 to go, second quarter. It's 29-16. Sydney on top of Afton, and the Lady Crimson Knights trying to pull their way back in. Here's Koss with a shot, and that's a two ball from the right corner. But Shakari Koss now with 9 points. She averages about 10 per game this season for Afton, and she is right around that mark here in the first half, has the hot hand for the Lady Crimson Knights. Sydney back the other way. They work it down low for Carrie Lee Pierce. She's fouled, and again, we'll head back to the charity stripe here for Sydney. So it's Sydney 29, Afton 18, with 5:18 to go second quarter. Again, it's not that Afton has played poorly or anything here tonight. They've actually shot the ball decently well. It's just that Sydney has really gotten off to a hot start, as the first shot by Carrie Lee Pierce from the line is up and good. She now has 2 points. Checking back into the game is Alex Alford here for Afton. And Tanya Hatton will have a seat for the Lady Crimson Knights. Pierce, her second shot for Sydney from the line, off the front rim, no good. Afton pulls down the rebound there with Bailey Sherman, and an outlet pass here to Shakari Koss. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Koss will pass it to the far side. Little dribble drive here for Paluzzi. Paluzzi for Sherman. Nice move, gets inside, blocked away though by Pierce. Hard to get around the 6-footer for Sydney in the middle. And now here comes Jolene Crom down the left wing, as it's left-to-right action here for Sydney. They lead 30-18, so they're up 12 with 4:50 to go before the half. They get it down low to Pierce, turnaround shot, partially blocked, but they'll say it's a foul. And this is becoming quite a habit here for Carolee Pierce, heading back to the line once again, where she's 2-for-4 so far in the contest. So 4:47 to go before the half, and you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned for that, our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. First shot for Pierce is up and good. So she now has 3 points on the night, and Sydney leads 31-18 over Afton in our girls' portion of tonight's doubleheader. The boys coming up at 7:30, of course, and the game we'll have right here on CDO. Second shot getting ready here for Carolee Pierce. This one up and good. Nothing but net for Carolee Pierce. She has 4 points off the bench, the sophomore for the Lady Warriors. 4:40 to go, second quarter, and Sydney leads 32-18. Paluzzi down low. Passes back across, little give and go. Paluzzi gets it back. Baseline jumper, right wing, no good. Sydney rips down the rebound. Nicely done by Taylor Barnes. And back up the floor. Barnes gets it inside for Tegan Howard. Tries a bounce pass to Crom on the left block. It's stolen away by Afton, and now a foul on Sydney, as it was a very nice play by Bailey Sherman to steal that ball, and then she was fouled. So this will be a one-and-one opportunity here, because that will be the seventh team foul on Sydney. Afton with 8. And so 4:19 to go, second quarter. And Bailey Sherman will step to the line. And she'll have a 1-1 opportunity here for Afton with 4:19 to go before the half. So a nice night so far for Shakari Koss. She has 9 points to lead the way for Afton. On the other side, 9 points for Jenna McDonald and 6 for Jolene Crom to lead Sydney. on the 1-1. First shot from Sherman, up no good. Sidney with the rebound, and Connor Decker. Outlet pass here to Crom, who will walk it up the floor. And Sidney works it left to right to the right wing. Outside the three-point line, as Apton has fallen into a 2-3 zone now as they started off the contest in a man-to-man. Here's Gravel with a long shot, no good. Crom with a rebound, then had it picked away by Apton. Nice job by Bailey Sherman. And Sherman had nowhere to go. Couldn't find an outlet pass. And so head coach Lacey Stanton said, that's fine, we'll take a timeout. 3:54 to go, second quarter. And Sidney leads Apton 32-18 on the road. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sidney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 3:54 to go before halftime. It's 32-18. Sydney on top of Apton. Girls action here tonight. And we'll have the boys at 7:30. Part of our doubleheader here tonight on WCDO. As we've done five games in 4 days this week. Been a lot of fun. Especially if you're a high school basketball fan out there in this cold weather, you can stay home and still catch all the action. So here is Shakari Koss with a shot for Apton. And folks, I can't lie to you, this one got stuck in between the rim and the glass. And they're going to have to get another ball out onto the floor to knock this one free. It happens sometimes. You take that shot, it goes in at the right angle, and it just gets wedged in between the glass and the rim. They pop it free, and we'll see who the possession goes with now here. It looks like it will be Sidney Ball. 3:33 to go, second quarter. Not exactly sure. I know I've seen that a few times over the years. It's very rare. Ball gets stuck in between the rim and the glass and is wedged up in there, but wasn't sure if possession would stay with Apton, but it, in fact, will turn back over and go to Sidney. So they go left to right. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Shot from the left baseline off the glass. No good here for the Warriors and Taylor Barnes. Rebound for Kaylin Gravel. Up and good. Kaylin Gravel now has 8 points for Sidney. She's off to a great start in the first half. And Sidney leads 34-18. 3:05 to go, second quarter. Here's Koss for Paluzzi. Long three ball for Apton. Off the mark, no good. Sherman with a rebound, but she'll travel underneath the basket. And again, the turnover and possession will go back to Sidney. 3 minutes exactly to go before the half. And Sidney leads 34-18. They've had a very good shooting first half. And a variety of people putting the ball in the basket here tonight for Sidney. Here's Connor Decker, but she will travel. She got the ball at the foul line at the high post. Went for a little turnaround move. And travels on the play. So possession back to Apton with 2:50 to go. Second quarter, 34-18. Sidney on top of the Sidney on the road here tonight against Apton. And they lead 34-18. Back up top, off the fingertips there, and Connor Decker will steal it away from Tristan Van Valkenburg, and Decker goes the coast-to-coast route up off the glass and good, so Connor Decker with 4 points for Sidney. 2:25 to go, second quarter, Sidney 36, Apton 18. And here is Shakari Koss, her shot up off the glass, no good. I believe Jenna McDonald got a piece of that, and that one deflected out of bounds. Checking back into the contest here is Brittany Palmatier. And heading over to the bench will be Tristan Van Valkenburg for Apton. So both coaches not afraid to go to the bench and roll with all their players here tonight. Apton gets the ball in. Shot from the foul line by Paige Paluzzi is off the mark. No good. Sidney comes down with the rebound. And here comes Jolene Crom with 2:10 to go. Second quarter. Sidney looking to build on this 36-18 lead. They get the ball high post. Decker back out for Crom, but it's stolen away by Apton, and here comes Koss down the right wing. Koss, coast to coast, her shot is blocked. Winans the rebound, no good. Paluzzi comes down with it. Her shot is no good. And now, finally, Connor Decker will come away with the rebound. Three chances there for Apton. They couldn't put it home. Here's Crom to the right side. Back out for Gravel. Works it down low, high post, across, now on the baseline, up and good for Taylor Barnes. Her first 2 points of the night for Sidney. So Sidney currently has seven different players who have scored here in the first half. 1:25 to go, second quarter, and Sydney is up this lead. They now lead 38-18. Looking for Sherman. Back out for Winans. Little jab step there, top of the key. Works her way into the paint. Ball is loose, though, as it was stripped. Here comes Sydney, but we'll have a foul, and Crom will look to go to the line. 1:12 to go, second quarter. It's 38-18. And Jolene Crom, with 6 points here tonight, will step to the line. 2 3-pointers will up her season total to 22 three-pointers for Sydney's Jolene Crom. And that is some of the top in the area. If you look at, basically the three-county area, only three other girls have made more three-pointers than Jolene Crom this season. Her first foul shot is up and good. So she now has 7 points. 1:12 to go before the half. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the halftime break, about how special that is, that her downtown shot has helped Sydney to some early season wins. So 1:12 to go here before the half, and that's 2 points from the line for Jolene Crom, and Sydney leads 40-18. Here's Paluzzi, down low to Koss. Little turnaround jumper, no good, with the right-handed floater. Sydney back the other way with Gravel. Gravel ahead now for McDonald, up off the glass. Back for Taylor Barnes, and her shot is good. So Taylor Barnes now with 4 points, and Sydney leads 42-18. Afton trying to work it down in low. Knocked away by Sydney, and now we'll have a foul on Afton, as again, that was Taylor Barnes who just made the layup, got the steal, and then was fouled with 44 seconds to go before the halftime break. 42-18 is the score. Sydney with a very good shooting first half, ran their offense well, and Afton came out in man-to-man, then they switched to 2-3. It didn't matter. Just a good shooting night so far for Sydney. Just as I say that, I may have jinxed Taylor Barnes, her first shot from the foul line. No good there. So waiting for the second foul shot here. Afton with 10 fouls. They're in the double bonus. And Sydney with 7. Second shot is up and good there for Taylor Barnes, so she now has 5 points in the first half. 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. Sydney leads 43-18. And to the left side, here is Winans. Winans, top of the key, thought about a three-pointer. Instead, will pass into the left corner, looking for Paluzzi. Too tall for her, ball out of bounds, and we'll have a stoppage with 31 seconds to go before the half. It's 43-18. Crom will walk the ball up the floor here for Sydney. Only about a one-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Instead, Crom will take a shot. I thought maybe they'd hold for the last shot. Crom misses the three. Decker comes down with the rebound. Passes it out there for Jenna McDonald, and she is fouled. So Jenna McDonald will go to the line. Actually, no, they're going to say that Jenna McDonald fouled one of the Afton players. So the Afton player will go to the line, and we'll see who that was. Looks like it'll be Brittany Palmateer. Palmateer was fighting for possession there with McDonald, and I thought they were going to get Palmateer for the foul. Instead, they get McDonald, and Afton has a chance here at some points from the line. First shot is up and good for Brittany Palmateer. She now has 3 points in the first half. 18 seconds to go before our halftime break, and Brittany Palmateer trying to get the Lady Crimson Knights up to 20 points here. So the second shot from the line is up and off the mark, no good. So the score remains 43-19. 15 seconds to go before the half. Here's Crom. You know she'll want to try to get up a three ball. Instead, we'll pass off. Shot there from Barnes. Rattles in and out. Ball loose on the floor to the near side. It's going to just sneak out of bounds. So 2.8 seconds to go before the half, and Afton will have to go the full length of the court if they want to get a shot off. Sydney waiting at half court. Let's see if Koss can get one off. She'll chuck one from half court. Off the glass, no good. Just a little too hard. So that'll do it. It's halftime here in Afton, and it's Sydney leading the Lady Crimson Knights 43-19 at the halftime break. Of course, this is our doubleheader game here tonight. We'll have the boys' game coming up at 7:30, and we're halfway through this girls' contest. A very good shooting first half for the Lady Warriors of Sydney. They lead 43-19. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Miravido keep life affordable. Miravido Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Miravido. Call 1-800-934-9480. Miravido.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. We're at the half from Afton High School, and it's the Sydney Lady Warriors leading Afton 43-19. I want to welcome you into our Miravido Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Miravido, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Sydney has eight different girls score in the first half. That was really the tail of the tape. Thought they shot the ball extremely well. Let's run through the scoring summary here for both sides. Mackenzie Gravelin with 3 points for Sydney. Kaylin Gravel with 8. Jenna McDonald with 9. Taylor Barnes with 5. Carolee Pierce with 4. Connor Decker with 4. Tegan Howard with 2. And Jolene Crom with 8, including 2 3-pointers. So eight different girls scoring for Brad Aldrich's club. And just a really nice first half there for Sydney. They got off to a good lead. They kind of hovered around that 10 to 14-point lead, went on another little mini run, and they go into the half up 43-19. A very nice first half here for Sydney. On the other side for Afton, they're led by Shakari Koss with 9 points, and she has done a lot of good things. And Afton is not afraid to run and get out in transition, and that's when Shakari Koss does a nice job and can get up and score, that's for sure. Paige Paluzzi with 4 points in the first half. Keegan Winans with 2, Bailey Sherman with 1, and Brittany Palmatier with 3 points to help Afton to the 19 points in the first half. I think that combination of Koss and Paluzzi and Winans and Sherman, too, was really nice in the first half for Afton. They missed a couple of shots inside that if they make those early, I think it stays a tighter ball game. They've done a very nice job on the boards. They've been getting a lot of second and third chance opportunities, just haven't been able to score. And it's impressive that they've been able to get those rebounds, because really, Sydney has the size advantage. Of course, with Connor Decker standing 5'11 and Carolee Pierce standing 6 foot, Afton has some girls inside like Bailey Sherman and Brittany Palmatier who are also up in that height range. But it just looks like Pierce and Decker are having their way out there at the moment in terms of controlling the glass. But you know, Afton has done a nice job with their smaller guards helping out to crash in there and rip away some of those rebounds when those taller girls don't keep it up above the head. Sometimes when they pull it down, those scrappy guards can come in and steal it away. So that is the scoring summary from the first half there for Sydney. and for Apton. So Julian Crum, as we said, came into the game with 23 pointers, including six in that game we saw her play against Harpersville 2 weeks ago here on CDO. She hits two in the first half, so she now has 22 three-pointers on the season. That is tops in our area, and it's really the kind of Tri-County area that we keep an eye on. Let's see, there's only three other girls that have more three-pointers than her, and they are all in different leagues. Tori Rockefeller for South Courtright has hit 27 coming into tonight's game, and we have Leah Laturlot with 24. She plays for Downsville, and Addie Lawson, who just went over 1,000 points for Milford, has also hit 20. So I guess technically there's only two girls who have scored more three-point baskets this season than Jolene Crum in our local coverage area. So if you're a Sydney fan and you haven't come out to see Jolene Crum, you certainly should. Heck of an athlete. And if you got to see her in the fall, she's a great goaltender as well for the Sydney girls soccer program. So this is a really good Sydney team. They got a nice win over Unadilla Valley, who's a tough club, earlier this week. And it's going to be interesting to see what they can do. Of course, they're going to have a lot to contend with, of course, with Bainbridge-Guilford right down the road, who has a ton of talent. We've seen them several times this year, of course, winning their own tournament. And they picked up a huge win last night over Deposit, 78-25. And BG just has girls who can score from all over. And BG is 9-2 overall, 5-1 in the MAC. They have to be a team to look out for. But you know who's another team to look out for? That's Delhi. Boys and girls over in Delhi right now are undefeated, and they are the one team that knocked off BG in terms of MAC girls action. So Delhi, of course, down in Class D this year because of school enrollment size. So they are ranked, state ranked in Class D, and that's certainly something to look out for if you're a Class D team, is that the Delhi team certainly seems to be rolling. But they are the one team to knock off BG, and it's going to be really interesting in the second half of the season when you see Delhi, BG, Sydney, all starting to collide. Of course, I thought that was going to be a great matchup the other night, Sydney and UV. It was, but Sydney just pulling away in the second half. Again, another good shooting night. So you're going to have to catch Sydney on a night where maybe Jolene Crum is cold. Some of the other girls aren't making their shots either. So it's certainly going to be a tough road for BG or Delhi or Sydney to get in there and try to win the MAC. It's going to be really fun once we get up to Suco in mid-February. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It's 43-19 at the half. Sydney is on top of Apton as part of our doubleheader here tonight. The boys' game coming up at 7:30. Don't forget that. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lowe, and you have live basketball here tonight on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444. Or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Nate Law with you live tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. Courtesy of SFCU at SFCU. It's all about you. As we start the second half here, Sydney Lady Warriors on top 43-19 over Afton. And Afton will be going left to right to start things off in the second half. Sydney right to left. Afton in the home white uniforms, the black and red trim. Says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney in the visiting maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Afton looking aggressive to start the second half, and it will be a travel, though. A nice shot was made by Tanya Hatton, and it looked like she was going to get fouled, too. But instead, the referees call that one a travel. So Sydney will start off with Jolene Crom working the ball up the floor. And the Warriors are going to have to keep the foot on the gas pedal here. Otherwise, this scrappy Afton team could certainly come back here in the second half. Case in point, a nice steal here. And here comes Afton down the right side as they go left to right. Paige Paluzzi, top of the key for Shakari Koss. Koss looking to go back to Paluzzi. Sydney sticking with this man-to-man defense. Koss with a shot. Actually, that was Paluzzi with the shot. She's fouled, and it looks like she'll go to the line. I think that Sydney head coach Brad Aldrich here has seen that this man-to-man defense has been tough on Afton in the first half. He's going to stick with it here. As Paige Paluzzi with 4 points in the first half, a 5'4 sophomore guard steps to the line. So here's Paluzzi. First shot is up off the rim. No good. But the future is bright here for Afton when you look at Shakari Koss, just a junior, and Paige Paluzzi, a sophomore, as well as Keegan Winans off the bench, also a sophomore. So if these girls can stick together and play over the next couple of years, Afton can certainly have a strong program. Paige Paluzzi's second foul shot up and good. She now has 5 points. 7:25 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 43-20. Top of the key here for Gravelin. And here is Kaylin Gravel. Drives down low, passes off, looking for Crom off her hands. Crom thought that it was tipped at the last second. A little confused by the call, but instead possession will go back to Afton. 7:10 to go here, third quarter. So Afton looking to push the ball up the floor quickly and catch Sydney napping on defense. Here's Hatton. Tanya Hatton will pass it back up top. Skips across and tries to hook up with Paige Paluzzi off her fingertips, out of bounds, and the ball will go right back to Sydney. 1 minute gone here in this third quarter. Words of encouragement from Afton head coach Lacey Stanton. She tries to get her girls to run through, look at the different options on that man-to-man. Here's Jolene Crom with a drive. Her right-handed layup off the mark. No good. Ball out of bounds, but will stay with Sydney. Nice drive there by Crom. Just couldn't get the finish to go. She'll inbounds underneath the basket. Gets it in for Connor Decker. She couldn't hold on to it. Afton comes away with a steal. Nice job there by Bailey Sherman. Sherman ahead for Koss. Koss back up to Paluzzi. Long shot there off the mark. No good. Follows her shot. Gets her own rebound. Afton going left to right with 15 on the shot clock. And a basket here by Koss is no good. And we'll have a whistle as the referee goes back over to the scorer's table. And I wondered, that shot there by Paluzzi hit the rim. They never reset the shot clock, so that's the reason for the whistle here. I thought maybe my eyes were deceiving me and the ball hadn't hit the rim. But instead, the referee blows his own timeout, heads back over to the scorer's table and resets it. So the shot clock goes up to 25. In the meantime, Sydney's going to take a timeout, but we'll keep it right here. It's 43-20. Sydney on top of Afton here. As part of our doubleheader this week, we've done five games, or will do five games by the end of the night. Started off with the Sydney boys back on Tuesday, taking down Unadilla Valley 48-47, and a game that came right down to the wire. It could have gone either way. On Wednesday, we had the Franklin boys hosting Skenevis, and Derek Beer scored 28 points for the Franklin boys. They had three players in double figures. They took care of Skenevis in Tri-Valley action, 58-32. Then last night we had a whale of a game up at Unitego as Tanner Winchester and Unitego falling to Delhi. Winchester fouling out in that fourth quarter there with about 3 minutes to go. Connor Gioffi, the leading scorer for Delhi, he fouled out with about 5 minutes to go. Really, it was a strangely officiated game, I think is the only way to say it. I usually don't even like to comment on the officiating, but both teams, I thought, were hurt last night by the officiating in that contest. But you got to give the credit to Delhi. They were down 10 in the second half, came all the way back, led by 17 points from Matt Inst, and they remain undefeated. Delhi's 10-0, folks. Sydney goes over to Delhi next week. You might want to circle that date on the calendar to go watch that ball game, because it's going to be a heck of a game. Delhi just didn't give up last night. I was really impressed with Delhi and with Unitego. It was a well and hard-fought game. We got another good one here tonight between Sydney and Afton, between the boys and the girls game, our fun doubleheader tonight. And we'll get back underway here with Sydney leading Afton in the girls game, 43-20. Here's Jolene Crom going right to left. She's at the top of the key, closely guarded here as Afton has gone back to the man-to-man. Crom passes down low, and it'll be a foul on Afton with 6:20 to go, third quarter. And the ball will be underneath the basket here. Crom will inbounds it. Afton making a substitution. Brittany Palmatier coming in for Alex Alford. And the foul there will be on Alford, so that's why she heads to the bench. That was her fourth foul for Afton. So Sydney gets the ball in. Here's Gravel. Gravel into the paint. Back for Crom. Three ball. That one off the front rim. No good. McDonald pulls it down for Sydney. They'll get a second chance opportunity and a fresh shot clock here. They'll work it in for Connor Decker. Turnaround shot instead will pass for Crom. She wasn't expecting it, and the ball rolls out of play. I think Crom thought Decker was going to shoot that ball along the right baseline. Instead, Decker went for a bounce pass. Little miscommunication there. Crom didn't see it. Ball out of bounds and back to Afton. So Sydney has not scored yet in the first 2 minutes, yes, of this second half. And now the ball out of bounds. Afton trying to cut back into this lead, but the ball off the leg there of Paige Paluzzi, and the ball back to Sydney. 5:50 to go, third quarter. It's 43-20. Here's Crom over the logo at half court. Nice dish down low, up and in for Sydney. Crom lobbed it up over the defense, and Jenna McDonald was there, and now McDonald is the first player into double figures tonight. She has 11, and a steal for Sydney now. Here's Crom down the right wing. Throws up a little five-foot jumper off the mark, no good, and now Afton will look to run. Here's Paluzzi down the right wing as Afton goes left to right. Paluzzi into the right corner, and she just lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Sydney. 5:24 to go, third quarter, and Sydney up 45-20. And now substitutions coming in for Sydney. We'll have Tegan Howard coming in as well as Haley Newell. And so Sydney going to the bench, and they have a lot of confidence in those bench players to come in. And now we'll have a timeout taken by Afton with 5:24 to go, third quarter. So Sydney leads 45-20. We'll step away for a quick break. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Live from Afton High School here tonight, I'm Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Also, thanks for being along with us tonight on WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have our listeners out there online. 45-20, Sydney leads Afton, and now a steal, but Sydney will steal it right back, but then they'll turn it over because that's a backcourt violation. So Afton stole it. Sydney got it back with Jenna McDonald, but her foot was on the half-court line. And so possession goes back to Afton in the end. And Afton will inbound the ball right in front of our broadcast booth here as Keegan Winans will send it in, gets it to Shikari Koss, and that will be a foul on Sydney as Koss tried to split through the two defenders there to get off a bounce pass. She's fouled. So 5:10 to go here, third quarter. Sydney leads 45-20. Once again, Winans will throw the ball in. And she looks to find Tanya Hatton, who dribbles down low, tries a little reverse layup, but again, just as she went up, lost it as it was knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, but possession will stay with Afton. And Shikari Koss will inbound it over in that far corner. As Afton goes left to right, they get it on the left wing. Here's Koss for three from downtown. Bang for Afton. Shikari Koss hits a three, and she now has 12 points And it's Sidney 45 and Acton 23. 4:50 to go, third quarter. And here's Mackenzie Gravlin, picks up her dribble, gets it for Kaylin Gravel. Down to McDonald, down low, misses the right-handed layup, ball loose on the floor. And McDonald somehow comes up with the rebound and scoops it up. Far side for Howard, dribble, drive, nice move, off the glass, no good. Afton rips down the rebound. Boy, Bailey Sherman has done a nice job on the glass here tonight for Afton as she tries to bring the ball up the floor, a double dribble. Big smile there from Bailey Sherman, just knowing, oh, I shouldn't have done that one. And possession back to Sidney. 4:27 to go, third quarter. Sidney leads 45-23. Only 2 points so far in this third quarter for the Lady Warriors. Afton, in the meantime, trying to cut into that lead. Ball at the top of the key here for Sidney. They're outside the three-point line, and now we're going to have a double dribble on Sidney as Haley Newell turns the ball over. So both teams in a little bit of a second-half funk here to start things off as Afton trying to cut things off and get back into this contest. That last three-pointer by Shakari Koss will certainly help. And here is Keegan Winans for Afton. Drives to the hoop. Shot is blocked out of bounds, and possession will stay with Afton. More subs for Sidney. Carolee Pierce comes back into the contest. And also for Afton, Tristan Van Valkenburg steps in for the Lady Crimson Knights. Jenna McDonald will head to the bench for the Lady Warriors. Afton gets the ball into Winans. Back to Koss, and they'll say she traveled as she tried the little pump fake. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Sidney on top of Afton, 45-23, here from Afton High School. Battle of two I-88 schools. I guess you could say two Route 7 schools as well. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Sidney working it down low to Tegan Howard. Inside for Pierce, up off the glass, and good. Great pass from Howard to Pierce. Pierce now with 6 points. Sidney leads 47-23 with 3:35 to go in this third quarter. Back out for Winans as Afton goes left to right, bounce pass, and instead Afton will take a timeout there as head coach Lacey Stanton wants to talk things over. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Sidney leads 47-23. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sidney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Afton High School, folks, the site of our doubleheader here tonight. A great girls game so far. Sidney leading Afton 47-23. And we'll have the boys contest also between Afton and Sidney coming up at 7:30. So we have all your basketball needs here tonight on CDO. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Afton goes left to right. They work the ball in, but stolen away by Tegan Howard here of Sidney. Howard with a bounce pass here to Gravelin, up and good. Mackenzie Gravelin now has 5 points for the Lady Warriors, and Sidney leads 49-23. Here is Shakari Koss up the floor for Afton, but again, stolen away by Howard. Two straight steals here for Tegan Howard, the junior wearing number 23. Sidney looks to set up shop in their own offensive zone as they go right to left in the maroon and white here tonight. And here is Carolee Pierce with 6 points here tonight. She passes back off for Haley Newell. Dribble drive back to Gravel and outside the three-point line. Pulls up, jumper no good. Rebound for Afton. Afton sticking with that man-to-man defense, and they played it well on that possession. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Sidney up 49-23. Shot for Winans of Afton. Off the glass, no good, and Pierce rips down the rebound in an outlet pass here to Gravelin. Now to Kaylin Gravel up the left side. outside the three-point line, left wing, passes for Gravelin. Gravelin holding on, passes down low now, off the fingertips there of Haley Newell. And they'll say it was just brushed at the last second there by Afton, so possession will stay with the Lady Warriors underneath the basket. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock, 2:19 to go third quarter. Sydney leads 49-23. So Sydney will work it in. Here's Haley Newell, baseline right side jumper, no good. We'll have a foul, though, on the rebound. This one will be on Sydney. See who the foul is on here underneath the basket. So Afton with the ball. They'll work it in. That's three team fouls in the second half on Sydney. Only one on Afton. That foul there was on Carolee Pierce. So now Afton back the other way. Ball quickly out of bounds, but it was tipped by Sydney. And so now Afton will inbounds underneath their own basket with 2:08 to go third quarter. And Afton will look to work it inside. We'll have another whistle. And this will be a foul underneath the basket before the ball even came in on Afton. They're just saying a little too much pushing and shoving underneath the basket. And so a foul there will be on Afton, on Paige Paluzzi. And so Sydney will work it up the floor with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. So back-to-back turnovers, one by Afton, one by Sydney. And the Warriors end up with the ball. Here's Howard. Little pump fake, pulls it down, and now another turnover. A travel there on Teagan Howard. Possession right back to Afton. So really, a nice first half for Sydney, but now we come out into the second half, and both teams struggling, just getting into a rhythm here in this third quarter. But Sydney with this nice cushion, they lead 49-23. Afton has tried to chip away. I really have been impressed with Shakari Koss and her outside shooting. They're going to have to try to get her a little more involved. She is open at the moment as Afton works it around against this tough man-to-man defense that Sydney is playing. Afton loses the ball here, back up to midcourt, and it's a backcourt violation as Tanya Hatton tried to chase that ball down before it hit the timeline, and she couldn't do it. 1:36 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 49-23, and here's a foul on Haley Newell as she collided with Paige Paluzzi. Paluzzi just ran into that screen that was being set by Newell, and they call Newell for the foul there. 1:30 to go, third quarter. Always tough if you've been in that situation where you run into that screen and you don't know it's coming, and it just kind of jars you for a moment. 1:25 to go, third quarter. It's 49-23, Sydney on top of Afton here. Girls action tonight from Afton High School, part of our doubleheader action here tonight with the boys game coming up at 7:30. Turnaround shot here for Brittany Palmatier off the mark, out of bounds, and possession back to Sydney. They lead 49-23 with a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Here's Mackenzie Gravelin, passes far side for Pierce. Pierce, little crossover move. She's at the top of the key, now passes back to Gravelin, looking to set up the offense here with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock, and then we'll have a foul underneath the basket. This one on Afton with 1:01 to go, third quarter. So both teams trading some fouls here in this third quarter. Sydney with four and Afton with three. We saw in the first half as both teams got into the one-and-one situation. Inbounds pass to Pierce. Baseline jumper left side, no good. Gravel pulls down the rebound. Sydney works it back out, but stolen away by Shakari Koss. Then she loses it right back. And Sydney to the far side. Hot potato again as Afton steals it right back. Here's Paluzzi with a shot blocked away by Pierce. End-to-end action here, folks, as Sydney pulls down another breakaway pass, and now they'll work it up the floor with 35 seconds to go. So just like that little stanza in the second quarter where both teams lost the ball, then got it back about three or four times, another one right there. Sydney picking it up, and another steal here for Afton, and then a double dribble. And so possession right back to Sydney. 22 seconds to go, third quarter, and this has just been a comical little last minute or so here with both teams turning the ball over a couple of times. Well, I'm sure if you talk to both head coaches, they wouldn't think it was all that comical. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney with the ball here. Kaylin Gravel will work her way down low for Howard. Nice inside move up off the glass, no good. Howard with her own rebound with 10 seconds left. She falls to the floor and she's fouled with 9 seconds now by the time the clock stops. Sydney leads 49-23. Quarters like this where your team has some of those turnovers, if you're a coach, it seems to keep you up at night when you're just saying, how can I fix this? How can I help our team to not have those turnovers? 9 seconds to go, third quarter, And Sydney will end up inbounding the ball underneath the basket as that last foul was on Afton's Bailey Sherman for a push underneath. Sydney gets the ball in and a shot here by Gravel from the left baseline, no good. And on the rebound, it goes up over the glass and out of play. And now the Zebra crew is going to head over and have a quick word with the scorer's table here. Might be about putting some time back on the clock. Yep, they're actually going to, looks like put an extra half second on the clock here. Referees conferring with each other at half court. It's 49-23, Sydney on top of Afton. Girls action here tonight. And they are trying to decide how much time should be on the clock here. And they'll head back over to the scorer's table to fix this up. Afton, in the meantime, will come in with a sub and Keegan Winans. And we'll see how much time they actually put back up on the clock. And Koss will work it forward. And Koss now will chuck it up. And no good. Folks, I got to say, I'm a little confused here at the end of the quarter. They zeroed the clock. And then Koss brought it up the floor, so there was no clock running. There was 3 seconds left. They counted it down manually and then rang the horn. So a really interesting end of the third quarter there. Either way, Sydney leads 49-23. Referees going over and explaining that to both head coaches. Let's hope that clock's working in the fourth quarter. We'll come back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here live from Afton High School as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter. 49-23 is the score. The Lady Warriors of Sydney on top of Afton. We'll have our boys game coming up around 7:30. Never really seen anything like the end of that third quarter there. There was 3 seconds left. They went over to the scorer's table. They actually took all the time off the clock, let Afton inbounds it, walk it up the floor, manually counted down the 3 seconds, and then blew the whistle. I didn't get an explanation over here, but that was certainly interesting. Not sure why they couldn't have those 3 seconds up on the board. Either way, we'll be underway with the fourth quarter. Clock is working. Things all good here with Sydney leading 49-23. It's been a good effort on both sides here tonight. Sydney has just had a good night shooting the ball. Sydney going right to left in the maroon with the white trim. Afton goes left to right in the home white uniforms tonight with the black and the red trim. And Sydney will pick the ball up at half court, and they'll say, well, this was an over and back call on Jenna McDonald. There's some good defense by Afton, was actually pushing Sydney back up towards half court. And possession now will be turned back over here to the Lady Crimson Knights. So we're about 30 seconds into this fourth quarter here. It's 49-23. Sydney on top of Afton. Shot for Afton from the left baseline by Tanya Hatton is no good. Out of bounds. Off the fingertips there of Connor Decker, and possession will stay here with the Lady Crimson Knights. Shikari Koss will inbounds it underneath the basket. Koss works it out front. Now for Keegan Winans. Winans for Paige Paluzzi. Paluzzi into the corner for Hatton. Little dribble drive, has her pocket picked. Sydney will come away. And here come the Lady Warriors up the floor, crossing half court. Controlling the ball now is Taylor Barnes. Barnes to the left side, dribble drive, looking for the layup, up off the glass, and good. Nice job there by Taylor Barnes, and she has 7 points. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter, and Sydney leads 51-23. Afton gets it down in for Shikari Koss, gets into the paint, Her little 10-footer off the mark, no good. Sydney Way with the rebound. And here's Jenna McDonald to half court. Passes to the far side now for Taylor Barnes. Her shot is blocked away, but we'll have a foul on the play. We'll see who this is on. And this is actually going to be a foul on Sydney, it looks like, with 6:42 to go fourth quarter. And they're going to say that Jenna McDonald pushed off as she was trying to get position down low. 51-23. Sydney on top of Afton here on the road in MAC girls basketball action tonight. Sydney looking for their second win of the week as they were on the road earlier this week on Wednesday at Unadilla Valley and picked up a nice win. Here's Koss, Shakari Koss for Afton. Turnaround shot is blocked, and Connor Decker coming down with the rebound and a pass to Jenna McDonald, but she will travel. And so, again, possession right back to Afton. And we've seen that a lot here in the second half, just those quirky little turnovers on both sides. Afton will inbound the ball going left to right. Here's Hatton with a jumper from the foul line. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Sydney comes away. And here is Jolene Crom. Crom will work it up the floor. We didn't see her for a majority of that third quarter, getting some rest over on the bench. Passes down low to Connor Decker. Her layup is no good from the left side. Afton will come away. Winans to half court for Paluzzi. Paluzzi up off the glass for a right-handed layup. No good. Koss comes down with the rebound. And she had her pocket picked. Jenna McDonald stole it, fell over. She travels, and again, possession back to Afton. That is kind of the tail of the tape here tonight for both teams. Been impressed with Paluzzi and Koss. Both of them are 5'4", and they're able to go into the land of the trees and pull down some big rebounds for Afton here tonight. 5:58 to go, fourth quarter. So off the turnover, Afton will be inbounding on the near side as they go left to right. So inbounding on the right wing. They'll get it in to the near side for Paluzzi. Back for Winans, and Winans stepped on the baseline. So a turnover, and the ball goes back to Sydney with 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 51-23. Looks like Afton will come with a little man-to-man full-court pressure. Sydney easily breaks through, and here's Jenna McDonald. Bounce pass for Decker off her hands. Rolls it back up top for Gravelin. Gravelin with a shot, rattles out. McDonald can't get the rebound, and the ball goes back to Afton. Bailey Sherman comes back into the game here for the Lady Crimson Knights. And Afton will have it in the backcourt and look to bring the ball up here with Shakari Koss. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 51-23. Little give and go back to Koss from Paluzzi. Her shot is no good. Paluzzi, though, comes again away again with the rebound. Back for Koss. Thought about a three, pump fake. Shot is up, off the rim, no good. Rebound there for Alex Alford. And her shot up and off the rim, no good, but she's fouled and will go to the line. So here's Alex Alford to the line, the junior wearing number 35. One of the low post players here for the Afton Crimson Knights. Looking for her first points of the night here. First shot is up, just rattles out for Alford. 5:24 to go, fourth quarter. 51-23 to score. Sydney on top of Afton. Girls basketball action here tonight on CDO. Second shot is up and good for Alex Alford. Her first point of the night. And it's 51-24 now. Sydney on top. And here is Crom. She's hit 2 3-pointers tonight as well as 2 foul shots. She has 8 points. 8 different players have scored for the Lady Warriors. Now Crom drives to the hoop. She's fouled. Knocked over onto the floor. Immediately jumps right back up. And this will be a foul on Alex Alford. And I believe that's going to be her 5th foul of the night. And she will head over as she will foul out here tonight with the 1 point from the foul line. 5:14 to go, fourth quarter. It's 51-24. And let's see who checks into the game here for Afton. Will be Tristan Van Valkenburg coming in to take the place of Alex Alford, who's one of the starters here for the Lady Crimson Knights. Ball in. Connor Decker now for Sydney. Up and is fouled. And it was a shooting foul, so she will head to the line. Connor Decker with 4 points here tonight for Sydney. 5:09 to go, fourth quarter. It's 51-24. The Lady Warriors on top here on the road in MAC action tonight. So here's Decker to the line. Her first shot up, rattles in and out, no good. Be the second shot here for Decker coming up in just a moment. Decker, the junior, one of four juniors who are in the starting lineup tonight here for Sydney, as well as one sophomore. So the future is bright here for Sydney as Decker makes her second shot. She now has 5 points. And Sydney on top, 52-24, and Afton will bring it up the floor with Shikari Koss. She crosses half court. Koss, top of the key, thinks about a three ball, chucks it up, no good off the back rim. Boy, that looked good, had nice rotation, just couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Sydney back the other way. Here's Crom. Crom down the left wing, thinks about a three-pointer, pulls up, this one off the front rim, no good. Here's Connor Decker with the rebound, and that one is good. Left-handed layup is in for Connor Decker. And Decker now with 7 points on the night. And Afton will take a timeout. 4:41 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top in girls basketball action over Afton tonight, 51-24. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:40 to go here. Fourth quarter, 54-24. Sydney on top of Afton. Girls basketball action here tonight on CDO. Here's Shikari Koss with a shot up and good down the right wing for Afton, and she has 14 points now to lead the way here for the Afton Crimson Knights. And Sydney going right to left here in the maroon and the white. They work it back up top as they go against this 2-3 zone now that Afton has switched it up to on defense. Pierce with a shot. That's no good. Sydney with the rebound there by Gravel. Her shot no good. Pierce comes down with it again, and it's a physical battle in there. We'll finally have a whistle. Nobody could get the shot to go between Gravel and Pierce, and this is going to be a foul on Sydney. 4:05 to go, fourth quarter. This will put Afton into the 1-1, I believe. This will be the seventh team foul on Sydney, 6 on Afton. And so stepping to the line here is Paige Paluzzi, who has 5 points on the night. One out-of-town score to give you an update on. The Franklin boys at the end of the first quarter leading Milford 25-16. Of course, we've had both those squads on games here for CDO over the last week. Wanted to pass that along. Paige Paluzzi steps up, nails the first free throw, so she has 6 points. That'll be a great game to keep an eye on tonight over in Franklin. Trying to keep you updated along the way there. 54-27 now as Paluzzi, her second shot is up and nothing but net. Two great foul shots for Paige Paluzzi. She has 7. And it's 54-28. Sydney on top of Afton here, the host school tonight for the doubleheader. The boys came coming up right around 7:30. 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney over the timeline in front of the scorer's table. Here's Gravel. Passes it out for Haley Newell. Back to Gravel. Her shot off the glass. No good. Too hard. And Afton the other way as they go left to right. Here's Paluzzi down the right wing. Tried to pass it over to Koss. And it was knocked away at the last minute there by Mackenzie Gravelin. That was a really hard pass. Looked like a bullet. And Gravelin got in the way. Laughs as she gets up because that was certainly a hard pass. And she just got a piece of it to nick it out of bounds. And so Shikari Koss gets it into Paluzzi in the paint, and she is fouled, and we'll go back to the foul line here for Afton. 3:39 to go, fourth quarter, and we'll see if Paige Paluzzi can put through another couple of swishes here for Afton from the line. 3:39 to go, fourth quarter. Should be a great boys game coming up between Afton and Sydney. Sydney escaping with a one-point win over UV earlier this week on CDO, 48-47. Paluzzi can't hit the first shot. Rebound off the 1-1 here for Sydney. They go right to left. They work it inside for Kara Lee Pierce. Up off the glass and good. Pierce now with 8 points. And Sydney leads 56-28 with 3:20 to go fourth quarter. Here's Paluzzi for three from the right wing. No good there for Afton. Sydney with another rebound from Haley Newell. And they'll work it up the floor here with Mackenzie Gravelin. Now to Gravel. Across for Pierce. Her shot is blocked. No good. And she's fouled. And Pierce has done a nice job finding her way down low and getting herself open for some good opportunities. 3:08 to go fourth quarter, and Pierce will step to the line. Just before this contest tonight, a nice win for the Sydney JV boys over Afton. Followed by this girls' game, then we'll have the boys' varsity game coming up as well. First shot is up and good for Kara Lee Pierce. She has 9 points. And she'll look to break into double digits. Shikari Koss with a game-high 14 for Afton. On the other side, Jenna McDonald with 11 to lead Sydney. But Sydney has had several, including 8 girls, score here tonight, and that has really helped the Warriors. Second shot is up and good there for Kara Lee Pierce, so she has 10 points on the night. 3:05 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 58-28. And here is Shikari Koss. Down the left wing, dribble drive right onto the baseline, tiptoeing there, back into the left corner. Skips it back up here, looking for Tanya Hatton. She lost it. Ball to the far side. Knocked out of bounds, but will remain with Afton in front of the scorer's table on that left wing side as Afton goes left to right. They'll inbounds the ball to Koss. Right back to Hatton. Nice little give and go there. Good idea. Hatton drives to the hole. Lost it. Out of bounds, but it was tipped away by Sydney, so the ball remains here with Afton underneath their own basket. 2:46 to go, fourth quarter. 58-28, Sydney on top. And Koss will look to work it in. Down in low, turnaround shot here for Winans. Off the mark, no good. Rebound there for Tegan Howard of Sydney. Howard will walk it up the floor. Down in low to Pierce, up and good. And the six-footer having a heck of a night here for Sydney. She now has 12 points. Sydney leads 60-28. And here is Koss. Nice little crossover dribble for Afton into the right corner for Hatton. Passes down low for Winans, off her leg and out of bounds. Kind of a bouncing ball there. Winans couldn't control, and it goes out of play. Afton coming in with some other substitutions here. Jada DeCamp steps into the game for the first time here tonight. Bailey Sherman is back in as well for Afton. With 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney looking for a key MAC win here tonight on the road. And anytime you can pick up a win on the road, that's big, especially in this league. Back to the far side. Long three ball here for Mackenzie Gravelin off the mark. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Kaylin Gravel comes away. Here's Gravel to the left corner. Top of the key now. Dribbles it back out to set up the offense. And here's Haley Newell. She's fouled. And Haley Newell will go to the line here for Sydney with a minute 54 to go, fourth quarter. And it's 60-28. Sydney on top of the Lady Crimson Knights. Have our post-game show coming up. You're going to want to make sure to stay tuned for that with awards from NBT Mang Insurance Agency, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Bank as well. First shot from Newell is off the mark. No good. Rebound was ticked out of bounds. And Afton will have possession with a minute 54 to go. Inbounding the ball here is Bailey Sherman, and Shikari Koss will jog it up the floor to the right side as Afton goes left to right. Driving in is Haley Newell. Her shot off the glass, no good. Ripping down the rebound there was Jada DeCamp. Looked like she was fouled. Actually, no, it's going to be Bailey Sherman. She'll head to the line. This was a mass of white uniforms in there going for that rebound. That's one thing that Afton has done well tonight is rebounding the ball despite being a little outsized by Sydney. First shot is up and good for Bailey Sherman. She now has 2 points on the night for Afton. 1:42 to go, fourth quarter. And so Bailey Sherman now stepping to the line for her second shot. That one rims out, and a rebound here from Tegan Howard. I know the real world time is past 7:30, so you'll just have to stay tuned here on WCDO. We'll keep you updated. We'll have our pregame show coming up for the boys game as well, so you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned here for the start of the boys' game, and of course our post-game show for the girls as well. We have to give out our three awards. Coming up on a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 60-29, but here's Shakari Koss for Afton. Gets into the lane, her shot up no good, and she'll be fouled, and we'll head to the charity stripe here for Afton. So Sydney starting to find some rhythm here in the fourth quarter after a really good shooting first half, and then they went cold in the third quarter for a while. They have found their stroke again now. And Shakari Koss has had a very nice night for Afton, 14 points. And she's looking to add to that, but that one off the mark, no good to start things off. Get some high fives from her teammates, some words of encouragement as she'll go for her second shot. So here's Koss stepping to the line. Koss, the junior wearing number 00 here tonight. Her second shot, no good. Rebound for Tegan Howard of Sydney. And now here's Gravelin. Gravelin to the right wing for Newell. Back up to Howard, top of the key. They'll get it back to Newell. Her 10-foot jumper off the mark, no good. Rebounded here by Afton and Tanya Hatton. Hatton will work it up the floor here. 55 seconds to go in the contest. Sydney on top, 60-29. To the far side it goes. Afton looking to run through the offense here one last time in the contest. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Hatton with a jumper, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. Possession stays with Afton. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock as that first shot didn't hit the rim. 38 seconds to go in the game. And so Afton will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Koss looking to get it in. Short on time. She finally gets it into Hatton. Back to Koss, looking for the three. Pump fake, now a jumper. And she's fouled by Tegan Howard with 33 seconds to go. So Koss will head back to the line. 60-29 the score here. Sydney on top of Afton. First game of our doubleheader here tonight. The boys' game is to follow. We'll try to keep you updated on some out-of-town scores as well. Nice, impressive effort here tonight for Sydney with a lot of equal scoring across the board. You'd love to see that as a coach, that's for sure. First shot for Koss is up and no good. Shakari Koss has played this whole contest, and I think with 30 seconds to go in the game, she might just be a little tired at this point, as she has done a lot for Afton here tonight. Second shot up for Koss, and this one in the air, and just rims out. Looked like it was going to go down, hit the back rim, and popped out. 30 seconds to go. Here's Sydney going right to left to the far side for Haley Newell. Newell down low for Pierce. Pierce back out, side the three-point line. Here's Tegan Howard from the foul line. Her shot no good. Ripped down. Sydney with a rebound up off the glass and good. Taylor Barnes now with 9 points on the night. 10 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And Sydney will get a nice MAC win here tonight. Shakari Koss with a shot with 8 seconds to go. Off the mark, no good, but she's fouled. And she'll get to go back to the line here once again and get another opportunity from the charity stripe. And so 8 seconds to go. Sydney will win the game, but let's see if Shakari Koss can add to her stat line here tonight. She has 14 so far. Rims out there. Tough couple of last shots here from the foul line for Shakari Koss. Let's see if she can get this last one to go with 8 seconds left. Waiting for the ball from the referee with 8.2 to go. 62-29. Sydney on top of Afton. Boys game coming up next. That should be an excellent game as Sydney needs that win in the MAC standings. We'll talk about that in the pregame show. Second shot up for Koss. Off the front rim, no good. Sydney with the rebound. They'll look to run out the clock. 5 seconds to go. They work it up the floor, and that'll do it here tonight. Sydney wins 62-29 in the girls' game. Excellent win here tonight for Sydney. And again, it's not like Afton played poorly. I say that again. They had some good outside shooting from Shakari Koss as well as Paige Paluzzi. But Sydney just had the hot hand here tonight, and that will certainly show when we go through the stats. We'll come back. We'll give away our three awards, give you the final stats. Again, the final score in our girls' game here tonight, part of our CDO doubleheader. Sydney defeats Afton 62-29. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the post-game show here, folks. Both boys' teams coming out right now to warm up for Sydney and Afton. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader. The final in the girls' contest here tonight, 62-29, a win for Sydney over Afton. Let's do our awards, but first let's run through the scoring summary here tonight. First for Sydney, Mackenzie Gravelin with 5. Kaylin Gravel with 8 points, Jenna McDonald with 11, Taylor Barnes with 9, Carolee Pierce with 12, Connor Decker with 7, Tegan Howard with 2, Jolene Crom with 8, and boy, if you're head coach Brad Aldrich, you have to be thrilled with that really even scoring here tonight for the Sydney girls. On the other side for Afton, Shakari Koss with 14, Paige Pelosi with 7, Keegan Winans with 2, Bailey Sherman with 2, Brittany Pommetier with 3, Alex Offord with 1. So a nice night there for Koss and Pelosi as well for Afton. Let's do our awards. First, we'll start off with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give this one to Shakari Koss of Afton with a game-high 14 points. I really thought she led the way, hit a couple of deep, deep three-pointers. She will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight, Shakari Koss of Afton. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Tonight, we'll give this award to Carolee Pierce of Sydney. Pierce came up big off the bench with 12 points, but I thought she was very good inside, blocked a lot of shots, had some nice rebounds. It was just a force that Afton didn't have an answer for here tonight, especially on the defensive side. Some of those guards would get inside and then run into the 6-foot-tall Carolee Pierce, and that's where they ended and couldn't get the shot off. So a very nice night. Carolee Pierce of Sydney, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. Our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Jenna McDonald of Sydney. Jenna McDonald with 11 points to help lead Sydney to the win here tonight. Just thought she did all the little things, from running the floor really well, some good passing, some good assists. So Jenna McDonald, our all-purpose award winner tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. That's going to do it for the girls' game here tonight again, as it's Sydney defeating Afton 62-29. The boys' game coming up in just about 10 minutes, so make sure you stay tuned here on CDL. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sydney and Afton boys' action here on the doubleheader. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more tonight here on WCDO.